If we take care of the oceans where salmon grow and the rivers where salmon spawn, these fish will continue bringing hundreds of millions of dollars into Alaska's economy and providing huge amounts of food for Alaskan communities literally forever. Long after the oil runs dry, long after the natural gas is gone, long after truly renewable energy becomes a reality, long after the clear cuts have regrown, long after the mines have played out, we can continue to have salmon. My friend Sam Skaggs, who is a professional investor in Juneau, says this: Alaska's river systems are like a bank that pays huge dividends every year in salmon for all Alaskans. This ecosystem bank was highly perfected long before humankind ever existed. We cannot improve upon it. In most other places, the principal from this bank has been overdrawn, and the bank itself has been seriously damaged. So far, this hasn't happened in Alaska. Well, we might think, my friend Sam says, of salmon as God's capital. We can use it wisely or we can squander it. If we want to protect the salmon runs, we got to do it in exactly the same way that the salmon runs have been jeopardized. One river at a time. One tributary at a time. This requires that we make wise and careful economic and environmental choices, and that we acknowledge that we cannot have it all. And we have to focus on the long-term benefits by always putting salmon first. Is this idea politically viable in Alaska? Could it possibly not be? This is one issue, if there ever was any, that can bring our diverse population of Alaskans together, because every single one of us can gain immeasurably by taking care of our salmon.